my point of view as a single parent, you know, who lives in public housing, I've experienced a lot of things that, like eviction, that people who are in the assembly probably have not experienced. And that's valuable. Plus, as a Democrat, you know, I would be able to bring, because Democrats control the resources that are given out. I would be in the room when that money's given out. I would have more of an opportunity to bring home resources to the district than Chris Tague has.
So, Betsy, you announced you wanted to run at the beginning of the year, and then in March, the coronavirus hit. What is your takeaway from New York's response and Governor Cuomo's response over the last several months?
Oh, you know, I was grateful in the beginning for leadership. You know, I think we were all kind of panicked and wondering what was going to happen next. You know, I do think that his response in the beginning was impeded by his war with Bill de Blasio. De Blasio tried to shut the city down, and Governor Cuomo smacked him away. And now, like, you know, the nursing home, there has to be accountability for how the nursing home, how the returning COVID positive people to nursing homes, that has to be accounted for. In addition, I don't think it's time to release a book. And I think it's time to return powers to the legislature. I don't think we need this continuing executive order when he's not, you know, when it came time to reopen schools, he shrugged his shoulders and said, I'm not the Department of Education. You know, he wasn't the Department of Education in March when he shut the schools down. So there's not consistency there.
Right now, because of the pandemic, New York State is billions of dollars in the hole. And the conversation now is, how do we raise revenues? How do we make up the difference? What are your plans for plugging the budget hole?
Tax billionaires and the ultra wealthy. Sales tax, stock transfer tax would fill that hole. And that's just one tax on the ultra wealthy. There are others. People think that we're talking about an income tax. That's not what this is. That has to happen too, but that needs to happen at a federal level. The specific taxes on billionaires and the ultra wealthy are things like the stock transfer tax and like the pied à terre tax, which taxes second homes worth over $10 million. This isn't, you know, your cabin, you know, in the Adirondacks. This is, you know, these are extremely wealthy people. And they need to pony up. You know, they've skated by for too long.
Betsy, can you tell me about your New York Homes Guarantee?
Well, New York Homes Guarantee would be a full investment in public housing, an expansion and expansion and improvement across the state. Again, funded by taxing billionaires and the ultra wealthy. It's time, you know, housing is a human right. And my experience in public housing has been great. I see how it can be not great because I live in a HUD development, but I've witnessed how local housing authorities can really let their buildings fall into disrepair and, you know, look for reasons to evict tenants and have this sort of hostile relationship. That has not been my experience. I think that people say things like warehousing. That's not that we're warehousing poor people. That's not a realistic argument. It doesn't work that way. You know, people, there are all kinds of developments, and having a low income development, you know, my experience has been great.
Can you tell me about the restrictions that you want to see on Airbnb?
Well, I think that, non-owner occupied Airbnbs are the ones that I think should be restricted. It isn't fair for someone who's operating, say, a bed and breakfast to have to, you know, jump through all kinds of hoops and meet the legal requirements for operating that kind of establishment. And then Airbnb provides this loophole where somebody else with, let's say, three or four units in a building. Like, I know a family who was evicted in a four-unit building in Kingston, you know, and it was, you know, unveiled as a super Tony Airbnb. that shouldn't be allowed. If you're going to operate a building like a hotel, it needs to be regulated and taxed like a hotel. I know a woman in New Paltz who renovated her home and lived in part, like who developed an apartment, you know, had an apartment in part of it now so that she can rent out the rest. And that's, she's using that to supplement her Social Security. I don't want to, you people like that should be like renting out a part of your own house should be like taking a boarder and should be fine. But the non-owner occupied Airbnbs with more than one unit that we need to turn a critical eye towards.